How's that different from what?
A chiffonier is a combination piece. You see, it would have space for your clothes on one side. Then the other side was lower than that and had a mirror over it and drawers, shallow drawers, beneath it.
Is it different from what I remember as a chiffon robe?
Yes.
Is it the same?
It was different in that way.
Did any houses in this part of the country have any thing below the ground as far as?
Not that I recall. Very few.
What would you have called a room that was down below?
Basement.
A basement. But you don't remember. Does this house have one?
But you see, it was possible because it was built on a hill. And there's good drainage in every direction.
But actually, I don't know of many houses in the county that
Very few. If they do, they have to use a sump pump in them. Because the water will seep in from the ground around the house. And there's a drain in this one that empties off down this hill, see, in case any water should get in there. So we wouldn't have to have
a sump. More like us in Atlanta, where we have all the hills and a lot of basements, but here.
No, it would be impossible because it's too flat in most areas.
Well, where did you have any place to store things? Since you didn't have a basement?
You mean in my childhood home? Oh, yes. We had pantries and closets. And then the outside, we had outbuildings, you know, where you'd store trunks and things you want to get out of the house.
How about either in this house or that one, any rooms that were upstairs?
No, it was just a one-story house.
No upstairs. How about here? Do you have a room above the top floor, such as?
Well, you know this house is a story and a half.
Oh, I see. So you have like.
And the dormer windows. The type house is you get the most house for your money.
Is that
all under one roof?
I remember that.
All under one roof.
Well, do you have any space at the top of the house where it's not finished, where you might store things?
No, I have two big storage rooms upstairs.
Well, do you have an attic, or that the word you would use for the room? If you had a room up there that wasn't finished?
It is called an attic.
In your home in Bartow, how did you cook?
On a cast iron stove, originally.
Now, did that use wood or?
Yes, pine.
Pine.
And later on, we had a kerosene stove when they came in.
To cook? Mm-hmm. To cook.
Well, then occasionally, all the family's meals were had on that cast iron range.
What do you call a lot of worthless things that you might just throw away?
I didn't understand.
Worthless things that you just want to throw away?
Rubbish.
Okay. And when you speak of your daily housework or someone cleaning up, what do you call it? Just a word you might use.
Drudgery.
That's right.
Oh, of course, household chores.
Chores. What you said you had some. Did you have a pantry? I believe you said that.
In Bartow.
Yes. Was it off the kitchen? Was it a separate room or just
connected to the kitchen. See, it was really a part of the kitchen that was walled off the pantry.
Oh, and you just spoke of it as a